USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has his running mate, and it's California Senator Kamala Harris. House Minority Whip Jim Clyburn reacts to the news.
I am ecstatic. As you know, I'm the father of three daughters. I have been saying what a plus it would be to have an African-American woman on the ticket. I just believe that we are breaking ground here.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump also reacts to the news.
She is a person that's told many, many stories that weren't true. She's very big into raising taxes. She wants to slash funds for our military at a level that nobody can even believe.
On Monday, the Seattle City Council voted to slash funding for the police department. On Tuesday, Police Chief Carmen Best resigned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 announced they are postponing their college football season due to the coronavirus pandemic. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey telling Good Morning America what's going on in his conference's deliberations.
Our timeline is really based on the advice of a biostatistician. Way back in April said to me, listen, this is a new virus. We have not been through this before. So the longer you take to make decisions, the better information you'll have.
Having recovered from COVID-19, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is donating plasma to be given to other COVID-19 patients.
One of the main treatments right now is to give plasma, which is the antibodies, to people that are being treated in the hospital for COVID. And so for every person that has the antibodies that's already recovered from it, we can help four Oklahomans.
The governor speaking there in a Twitter video, also urging other people who've recovered from COVID-19 to follow his steps and donate their plasma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Many gyms across the country are remaining closed due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Some gyms have ignored their state's rules and regulations, and the owners have been arrested. Many gyms feel they will never be able to open due to some of the stringent guidelines set forth by states in order for them to reopen. Fitness icon, entrepreneur, and Body by Jake founder Jake Steinfeld joins Fox News and says gyms should be open.
Don't quit. Keep up the fight, right? Keep the places clean, and it's a matter of people coming in. And I know the percentages are very low when people are in those fitness centers. They're very low. So just be smart, and people are being smart. And the bottom line is, like, we have to be diligent. And when you're diligent, great things happen. Same thing with exercise, same thing with nutrition, because that's that downward spiral. We talk about the upward spiral. You want to make sure people are exercising, and we've always said, right, at Official Body by Jake, we always talk about the broomstick, towel, and chairs, exercises you can do in your home, in a park, anywhere, as long as you're keeping your body moving, and nutrition.
Steinfeld speaking there on Fox News. The coronavirus pandemic has accelerated a trend of studios pushing more movies to be made available for a premium price rental via a ticketed on-demand deal. Disney announcing on Tuesday that a remake of Mulan will be heading to Disney Plus September 4th for $29.99. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.